Next item on the agenda is public comments. This is an opportunity for those to speak on matters not on the agenda. Is there anyone that wishes to be heard in the public comment section? Mr. James. Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
Bowman. Yes, sir. Always a pleasure.
My name is Ellis W. James. I reside in the city of Norfolk. Understanding your urgency with your aggressive agenda today, I will be very brief. But I do want to call to the commission's attention something that is developing into the west of us. Hydrofracking has come to Virginia, and it has come to Harrisonburg area. I think it's within about 30 miles or so at one of the small towns. And this raises some serious questions. Although most of this probably is in the jurisdiction and purview of DEQ / MMS, I think it would be very important for us downstream to be aware of what potential is. As a quick example, in Pennsylvania, they have discovered now that there is a significant contamination from some of the ingredients that are being used in the hydrofracking, and it has gone into the rivers and gone all the way into the Chesapeake Bay. Not good. But in any event, I think it would be very important for the MRC staff and for VIMS and all of us to be fully aware of that, and I want you to take due note.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Very much. Anyone else? Mr. Bowden.
Unusual. Not the first time, Deb. If we have a problem tying a Shinkatig when then we permitted a new bridge. Prior to that, they moved the electric lines. They were on the north side of the old bridge, going across Black Narrows. Mm-hmm. They rerouted them on the south side. After they removed the bridges, as long as the old bridge was in place, we didn't have a problem. But what happened is when the power lines come across Black Narrows, they had big dolphins around them so they wouldn't get hit. Well, now, where they rerouted them and the bridge is further to the north, they're sitting out in the middle of nowhere in a hazard of navigation. The town really can't order removal because they're on state-owned bottom land outside of the jurisdiction of the town. They've been trying to do something about it. Delmarva Power is the one that owns the transmission lines, and I talked to our council earlier during lunch about it, and he said if there's not a deeded easement, it would be their responsibility to remove them. But they're showing no interest in doing so, and the town
sure
really
not.
Can't
sure not.
Force it. Is yeah. it something that
now,
the town
these,
needs to talk to you all about? Or?
Are these, so I understand, are these the old lines that
the
were there? These
the
are not functional.
Were put in with big.
Right. These are non-functional lines.
They're not even lines. They took the poles down, but they left all the security dolphins around. So you can't run into the poles that don't exist anymore. The poles aren't there, but they left the other stuff.
Permit condition, Tony. Step up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't recall what the conditions were about removal of the old line, but
it seems
to me that, and Hank knows more, that if they removed the poles that supported the power line and then there were bollards around those or other pilings to act as fenders, then it would seem to be appropriate to remove those as well. And I think it's just something we could possibly work with. Is it A&N or Virginia
Power? Delmarva.
Delmarva Power.
Delmarva Power has contacted me, and I suggested that they remove it, quoted the section of the code that for derelict structures and so forth. That's the last I heard, and that was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I was under the impression that they were going to try to get the construction company that's there, that's removing the bridge now, to come in there and do that at the same time.
Did we send them a letter?
Yeah, this was just
I think it's getting close to it being a derelict structure. We don't want something to happen as far as that's concerned, so
and,
if you will.
And the Coast Guard has deemed it a hazard navigation tip because they're sitting in the middle of nowhere, and we realize that with the new bridge system where the one spur comes in from Marsh Island, it's going to be well lit. And we're feeling like recreational fishermen will be fishing during the dark.
This is one's coming across Black Narrows.
Right. You've seen them out there, I know.
Can we contact them and then look into what type of correspondence with letters might be best?
Yep, please do.
Thank you.
Yeah, ma'am.